Well, hi, Church. Thank you for checking in. I'm going to do something today that I don't usually do, and I promise you I don't plan to make a habit of this kind of thing, but it caught my eye, and it's important, and it just speaks to something that's going on that we need to make sure we address. So just to be clear, this is the York Springs Foursquare Church podcast. This is addressed to the church. A church is, by definition, it's a gathering of Christian believers, of people who've given their lives to Christ. In our church, we teach that the Bible is God's word, that it is true, that it is inerrant, and that it is authoritative. It's God's authority itself. And so when I'm talking on this podcast, I am talking to a gathering of believers. You may or may not be. I recognize that this is the internet and anybody can listen to this. You're welcome to. But I am speaking to believers. And so when I say this, I'm talking to believers. Specifically, I'm talking to believers in my church who that's who's on my heart. Okay, Christian believers. Not everybody believes what Christians believe. I get it, but that's who this is for. So I have told you often, frequently, almost every week to the point of probably annoying you, but I tell you frequently to not watch the news and to stay steadfastly away from Hollywood because these things are either directly wicked and sinful or at their very best, they have a tendency to kind of suck you into the vortex of becoming a news addict. And that's something that I've dealt with in my personal life. And the line that I have drawn is I will check the headlines once a week, see what's going on, and kind of go from there. But I refuse to get any farther into it. And one of the primary places that I check, and I'm not endorsing this is just me, is the American Thinker website. And so today I was in there, and apparently last night, today's a Monday, apparently last night being a Sunday night, there was some sort of Hollywood awards program. I don't know much about these things. I hear about them, but I don't know if it was a Grammy or a Tony or an Oscar or an Academy. I get these things really mixed up. So that's not the point. The point is it's a bunch of celebrities going up on stage celebrating things. And the article I read, and I clicked a link and verified it, of course, but there were these three presenters up there, apparently. I don't know who these people are, but Wanda Sykes, Regina Hall, and Amy Schumer, and they went up on stage and sang a song called Gay, 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 and that's all the words. They just gay, 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 that's it. I'm just chanting gay, and they are doing it in some sort of ridiculous response to a legislative bill down in Florida. Again, I don't know the details of it, but my understanding is that it is meant to protect underage children from being sexually groomed by homosexual predators. If that's an accurate portrayal of what the law is, then I absolutely support it. It sounds like a good law. But anyway, their response, their celebrity response on an international stage was to go up and sing some silly song about gay. And they are celebrating it. And guys, look, this is Romans chapter 1, verse 32. That's exactly what this is, okay? It says, although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. What does hearty approval, what does it mean to give hearty approval to wickedness and sin? It would mean famous celebrities going up on an international stage and singing a song, joyfully singing about this. That's exactly what it would mean. That's the definition of Romans 1:32. And that's a God's judgment passage, by the way. Read Romans chapter 1. It is the judgment of God. Watch out, okay? So, church, if this is where you're at, stop watching these guys. If you have a CD or an MP3 or a DVD or whatever with these people in it, get rid of it. Don't give it away. Throw it away. Destroy it. It is wickedness. Do not give them a dollar. Do not give them a penny. Do not give them a blink of your eye. They are not worthy of a God-fearing person's time, not for a second. Okay, if they are on your mind, pray for them. Love your enemies. Pray for them. But do not be entertained by them. If you are on the Sabbath day and it's a day of rest and you've served the Lord and there's a time for entertainment and you just want to sit back and be entertained for a bit, I would say, first of all, limit that time. Do not just be entertained. Do not make that a lifestyle. But if you are going to seek out entertainment, make absolutely certain that it is wholesome, righteous, God-fearing entertainment. Do not just be entertained blindly by whatever happens to go out there. If there is a time and place for entertainment, then make absolutely certain it is wholesome entertainment. It is fear of God entertainment that you would be happy to watch with Jesus on the couch beside you. Make absolutely certain of that. All right, and throw away this stuff and have nothing to do with it. If you have children in your household and you have these guys on your TV, on your screen, or if they're musicians or something, they're obviously not very good musicians. They obviously have no talent at all. So get rid of it. Get rid of it. It is going to corrupt your children. It is intended to corrupt. The whole purpose of it is to corrupt everyone who watches and listens. That's their purpose. Stay away from it. Have nothing to do with it. All right? It is shameful. It is shocking that this would be something that goes on in our society. Not just goes on, but goes on public in an international stage to be celebrated. It is shameful. All right? But we're the church. We don't just look out at the world around us and say, oh, look at all that wickedness. No. We're a bright light. We shine into it. So the first step, if you want revival and awakening, and I want it, the first step is to unplug it and stop compromising with wickedness. Stop having anything to do with it. If God has a plan for this country, other than just judgment, which he would be righteous if he did, but if God has a plan for using the United States of America for good, for a revival and for an awakening, if God has such a plan, it will start with a pure church, an unblemished, uncompromised church. That's where it will start. And if you're not in it, then you're going to miss it. So that's where it starts. Unplug that stuff. Do not let your children watch it. Do not watch it yourself, okay? Apparently, scrolling down the article, apparently not long after this, Will Smith, a celebrity, got up on stage and punched out some other celebrity straight in the face. And everybody kind of, whoa, isn't that cool? And then apparently, I didn't watch it, I don't know, but apparently there was some other movie got a big award, a bunch of celebration, big award, some movie called The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which is a movie all about how Christians are hateful, intolerant people. Don't watch it. Look, don't watch it. They're celebrating this stuff. They're directly attacking Christianity, giving awards to people who do. They're up on stage singing and chanting gay, gay, gay. They're celebrating wickedness. They're doing it in public. They're doing it internationally. They're doing it with big smiles on their face, and they're getting awards for it. Unplug it and have zero to do with it. And find Christian, wholesome, righteous entertainment and give them any amount of entertainment dollars and time that you have. I don't recommend entertainment as a general practice. You have better things to do than sit around being entertained. But there's a time and place for it, and make sure that you are paying attention and paying, if you're paying for it, that it's going to Christians, that it's going to wholesome stuff. Because there's a lot of wickedness out there, a ton of it. And it is a tidal wave, and it is continuing to advance. They are not afraid. They do not fear God, obviously. Okay? So have nothing to do with it. Have nothing to do with it. Be a pure, unblemished church. All right? The world around us is going down the drain fast. It's already down the drain. We need a wholesome, a pure, an unblemished church. All right, be that in your household, and me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. You're gonna have to choose. Joshua 24. Me and my house, though, we're gonna serve the Lord. Make that decision, and stand by it, and do not give these guys another blink of your time and energy. All right, praise the Lord. I promise you, I have no intention of becoming a guy that just watches the news and then tells you about the news updates. That is not what I'm here for. But look, it caught my attention. It's worth addressing. God bless you. Stay pure. Stay faithful. Praise the Lord.